For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me, the new head coach of the BSU Beaver men's basketball team, Mike Boshi. Congratulations on your new job. It has been a long process. Tell us a little bit about how that all ensued.
Well, it is a long process, and it has to fall into place in a lot of different areas, not just for me professionally, but with your family as well. And the interview process takes a little bit of a time, and then the process of trying to realize that this is the right situation for you and your family also takes a little bit of time. But I'm very thankful that the community of Bemidji State has been supportive and patient with us, but we're happy to be aboard.
You've been with Central College in Pella, Iowa for about the last 9 seasons. Obviously, different conference, different level of play than the NSIC. What do you hope to bring to the table coming into the Division II level?
Well, some of the same things. I think Bemidji State basketball had a really nice season this past year. But we'd like to be able to sustain it and try to do it the right way with the right kind of kids, the right people, the guys that want to be successful. So there's no shortcuts in this process, but we want to represent Bemidji State with a great deal of class and hopefully have a lot of people that come to the games and follow Bemidji State basketball. We'll be proud of what the product is on the court.
Now, you do come into a program that has come off of some great success last year, 22 wins, a program best, and an NCAA Division II tournament appearance. Have you had a chance to meet with the players and kind of get an idea of what you're getting into?
I met with 3 of them during the recruiting process, and they all seem like great young men, people that I look forward to working with. I'm part of having a good season is making sure that you can continue that over the years. And I know, historically, Bemidji State has had some bleeps on the radar where they had a year of success or maybe 2. And we want to be able to build on that and continue to try to make some strides in the consistency of our program, where it's not just good 1 year and then falls off the map the next. We want to be consistently good, consistently successful in a lot of different areas, and hopefully we can bring that to Bemidji.
Well, Mike, you're pretty familiar with this part of the country anyway, a graduate of UND, and then you also went to Northern State for your master's. Is coming to Bemidji kind of going to be like going home?
It certainly felt like it interview process. Right now we're a good distance from our families and for both my wife and I, and getting back to Bemidji now is going to shorten that distance quite a bit. Family in Valley City, North Dakota. My wife's in Watertown, South Dakota. I have a sister in Battle Lake, Minnesota, which is only a couple hours away. So it's certainly going to feel a lot more homey than what it's been down here in Pella, Iowa. So we're looking forward to that as well.
When you were with Northern State in Aberdeen, you worked with the Northern Sun Conference. How much has the conference changed, do you think, since those days?
Well, the level of play, I think, has increased since then. Back then it was one of the last few years of NAI basketball, and it certainly was a good league. But now with the quality of all the schools that are involved, the additions of, St. Cloud State and Mankato State and Augustana and maybe some others, has certainly made this league one of the better Division II leagues in the country. So, our work's cut out for us. We understand that. Hopefully our players understand that very soon. And, we're looking forward to those challenges.
The recruitment process is going to be a little bit more interesting now that you've got 2 new conference opponents coming into the NSIC. How do you plan to overcome that?
Well, recruiting in itself is just a challenge, and no matter where you're at, some schools may have some advantages over others, but you still have to work with what you have. We'll try to create a game plan. The game plan may change from year to year depending on, our talent level in our program, maybe some of our needs, but we have to recruit, pretty well in that 5-state area that surrounds us. We may have to pluck a couple states that are a little bit further away where we're going to try to find a couple kids to help bolster our program if we can't meet our needs in the local areas. It's a challenge, and no matter where you're at, and certainly Bemidji has its challenges as well, but, we'll overcome those as best as we possibly can.
Well, the press release says you start immediately. Obviously, the process for you is packing up and moving the family. You mentioned it's going to be a kind of an interesting road the next couple of weeks, but how soon are you hoping to be in Bemidji and settled in?
Well, I would love to have my family up in the next month or so, but we'll see how that goes. We have to sell a house. We have to do a lot of different things before we can make that transition. I'll plan on being up there a little bit sooner than that. you know, and I, you know, the recruiting process for Bemidji State starts immediately. I need to still go out and pass my Division II test so I can get out on the road and do some things. So hopefully we'll be up there in the next few days to try to get that done. So it gives me some flexibility to get out there and make some, you know, some contacts and those kinds of things. We do have a few scholarships left yet for this year, but I'll have to make the decision if we still have enough quality people left in the recruiting process to be able to offer somebody, or else hold on to those scholarships for next year and have a try to get a really good recruiting class the following year.
Well, I know when Matt Bowen left Bemidji State, he took with him a couple of key players and coaches. What is your staff going to look like? Obviously, Ryan Montgomery has been part of the program in previous years. Does he have a place in your new coaching staff?
I suspect Ryan will be a part of our coaching staff. I spoke with him a couple times now in the last few days. I think it will create a situation where it makes a smoother transition for everybody, our current players, and then obviously with me, with myself coming into the situation. So hopefully Ryan will be on board with us, and we obviously have to fill another position here very soon. I know Rick has been posting that in some of the different services, NCAA and online with the Minnesota system as well. So I'm not sure exactly when I can look at some of those applications, but hopefully very soon, and hopefully we can get going with our staff, because that's going to be very important to get that situated as well soon.
Well, I heard a rumor, and you can squash this rumor if it's not true, but I heard your brother has some coaching background as well and worked with Kansas. Is there a chance he may come to Bemidji State and help you coach?
Well, I would love that. He actually did play at Kansas University for Roy Williams, and he's down at Missouri Southern right now. And there's a chance of it. I'm not holding my breath quite yet. So it's still open, and there's some others that I want to take a look at as well. But, you know, it'd be awesome if I could work with my brother. He'd be an outstanding coach to work with. I know our players would love him. But at this point, I think it's a little premature to think that, and there's probably a better chance that he won't be here at Bemidji than if he would be here.
How excited are you just to get here and get behind this great team?
Well, we're excited as heck. I think it's a good situation for everybody. I'm excited to meet the players. I think our players are the reason why, you know, we coach this game, to develop those relationships. So it's important to me to get those guys on board and understand what's in front of them, and hopefully we can work together to continue to try to be successful in the sport we call basketball.
What kind of program do you run on the court?
Well, we like to play up-tempo, fast basketball. We want to defend people. We don't want to give up anything easy. So, you know, hopefully you'll see a brand of basketball. It's fun to watch where our players are taking pride defensively in a brand that's fun to watch because we like to get up and down the court. That's the plan. Hopefully we'll be able to execute those kinds of things on the court in the upcoming months. But you know, hopefully it'll be a good show for everyone to watch.
Well, Mike, congratulations again, and everyone here at the Beaver Radio Network, and I'm speaking from Bemidji State fans as well. We look forward to meeting you and your wife and your kids when you get here to Bemidji. Congrats.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly.
Thanks to Mike Boshi, the new head coach of the BSU Beaver men's basketball team, for joining us today here on the Beaver Radio Network.